10 years ago, 2009, the 10-year anniversary of Zenyatta's unbelievable performance that day. And to look back on that day and so many others is Hall of Famer Mike Smith now on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mike, thanks for getting up early this morning. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you. Nice way to wake up.
Yeah, I bet it is to listen to some of those calls. You know, boy, Zenyatta, can you believe it's been 10 years already?
No, it doesn't seem like it. You know, I mean, she was so special. It just seems like it was yesterday every time you think about her, to be honest with you.
I know you're going to spend a lot of time talking about Zenyatta over the next several weeks, if you haven't done so already. But when you think back on that performance in the Breeders' Cup Classic that day at Santa Anita, what are some of the first things that come to mind for you?
You know, I've been involved in a lot of incredible races, but man, that was one that was just different. It's hard to describe. It was something you had to witness, you know. You had to have been there to understand how special it was that day, and you know, just the way the crowd reacted, and you know, she went on for like a 15 to 20 minute ovation. They just kept on cheering for her. You know, it was pretty incredible. I think it'll go down as even Breeders' Cup will say is one of the top five Breeders' Cups of all time.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. Is she starting that run that day and beginning to lengthen her stride and gain ground? But what's that feeling like for you as a guy who's been aboard so many top horses?
You know, I literally turned into a fan about the eighth pole when I knew that once she got out and she got you know, moving forward and running, I you know, pretty much knew she was going to get there. At least she'd had every time. She never had let us down. So I became a fan about the eighth pole and just in awe of her and just cheering for her myself, to be honest with you, I was riding her.
Is that your top Zenyatta moment, or were there others?
Oh, she had every moment with her was amazing. But yeah, you would have to say that was the one right there.
Yeah, I would think
that's
so.
She became something bigger than a fantastic racehorse. She became an icon.
Yeah, and a household name for sure. Just one of the greats of all time and going on to be voted Horse of the Year. You know, another great that you had the chance to be aboard, and we've been celebrating him all week long here on HRN, is Game On Dude, a horse who won 16 of 34 starts, more than $6.4 million in purses. I say the name Game On Dude. What comes to mind?
You know, just honesty, man. He was just one of the most honest horses. Every time he went out there, he laid it on the line, man. Win, lose, or draw. And that dude, he gave you his all. You know, it's just pretty incredible. I mean, his longevity to last as long as he did, and the way he ran, because he did all the dirty work, man, and had to continue to run on to win. I mean, he'd set the pace and have to, you know, contest with horses coming at him and finishing at him and hold them off. And so every time, you know, when you get a horse that has to do all the dirty work and still win and can do it at his age and for that long of time, that's just pretty incredible, man.
Yeah, it's pretty special. And I'm glad you brought up the fact that he did all the dirty work, because his style, completely opposite from Zenyatta, he would get into the hunt early and battle all the way.
Sure.
Completely different.
People knew, you know, I mean, that he was quick, so they would, you know, he never got away with nothing easy, man. He had he had to work, and they had horses that would go at him early and, you know, try him early to try to weaken him, you know, so he wouldn't have anything left to finish with. But every time, man, he would figure out a way to do it. He was incredible. Sometimes I wonder if he just went faster earlier, he just kept running fast. You know?
Yeah, he's now at Old Friends here in Kentucky.
Yeah,
do you ever get the chance to see him?
What he lacked in size, you know, he wasn't a very big horse, but what he lacked in size, man, he gained it in his heart, man. He had a heart bigger than he was.
Do you ever get the chance to go out to Old Friends and see him when you make it to Kentucky?
Yes, I did. I got to see him, I guess it was a year before last I got to see him. Hopefully I'll get out there where I can spend more than just a few hours on the ground and be able to get out there and see him and Zenyatta and a few others as well. You know, Justify's out there, and there's quite a few of them out there that I'd like to stop by and see.
You know, I asked Bob Baffert about Game On Dude when he joined me earlier this week, and I asked him if Game On Dude still remembers him when he goes out to see him, and he said, I don't know. I think he remembers Jill more than he remembers me. So how about for you? Do you think the Game On dude and Zenyatta, do they remember Mike Smith?
I think she used to. It's been a bit since I've been out there, and as time goes on, you know, they get so many people that come out to see them both that you know, I think they remember that last person that gave them a peppermint, you know, or some sort of treat, you know. But yeah, there was a time that I think they did. But again, you know, it's been a while, so it'd be hard to say. But sometimes I'll get up next to Zenyatta and just sit up there, and she'll come over, and when I would go over to see her, and I don't know, I swear that she remembered me.
Yeah, so cool, so cool. Well, one horse that definitely remembers you is McKenzie, who you're going to be aboard later today in the Grade 1 Awesome Again Stakes. McKenzie, so impressive last time out in the Whitney, and I know that you were pretty pumped up after the race to finally get him that elusive Grade 1 victory against the older horse. I know he won the Pennsylvania Derby, but to do it against the older horses like that, that was special.
Yeah, it really was, especially in a race like the Whitney. You know, and then he, you know, there's always been that little bit of a question, you know, when he get the, you know, that distance, and he did it and acted like he could continue on and gave me more. So that was a big sign. You know, he'd come off of just getting beat in the Met Mile, which he had a bit of a rough trip and probably could have wound up the winner that day. And so for him to come back and redeem himself and get that opportunity to do so and me to put him in the right place and get the job done was pretty special, man. I mean, and you look back at the horses that ran in the race, they came back in the next one and they were right there, 1, 2, 3, you know, so it was a big race to come out of.
Yeah, and, you know, I'd be remiss, Mike. I mentioned the Pennsylvania Derby. He also won the Grade 1 Malibu as a 3-year-old, and then his first Grade 1.
Yeah, he won a few Grade 1s, but, yeah, against older horses like that and in the classic kind of race, that was what he needed.
You know, and there were a lot of people, when you listen to a lot of the people that make selections and handicap, they said, well, you know, McKenzie, mile and an eighth, maybe not his best distance, but he proved that was a good distance for him. What did you feel underneath you? He's got to go a mile and an eighth again today. No problem there?
No, it actually wasn't, Mike. I mean, he finished strong underneath the wire. Matter of fact, he finished, you know, kind of putting his ears up, letting me know that there was still a little, you know, there was gas left in the tank if I needed it, and so he showed me that day that he could certainly run on. Horse Yoroshin came to him and he put him back away. It wasn't like, you know, he just held on. He was actually drawing away at the end. So that was a good sign.
I like his versatility. He's a horse that, you know, you get him up into the race, he seems to run well, or in the Met Mile, he dropped back a little bit and made that late run. He seems to do it from any position.
Yeah, just depending on the pace. Of course, the Met Mile was a whole lot quicker, a whole lot faster. So it just naturally kind of put him, you know, people thought that he got away bad. He actually broke good in the Met Mile. They just went really fast. The 44 is a whole lot different than a 47. You know, it's a good 15 length difference. So, you know, when they go really quick like that, he sits off of it and comes with a big run. He doesn't mind it at all. And, you know, when you're going long, anywhere from, a mile of 16 to mile 8 to mile a quarter, where, you know, they certainly don't go that as quick early on. So he's able to, you know, to get out of the gate and put himself in a good spot, and that's usually forwardly placed. But again, he can sit off of it. He can be on the lead. He's done it all, really.
Yeah, he's done it all, and he's hoping to do it one more time today in the Awesome Again and then move on to the Breeders' Cup Classic, visiting with his jockey Hall of Famer Mike Smith here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mike, before I let you go, I'll ask you about the brilliant filly you've been aboard this year in Midnight Bisou. She runs in the Beldame today at Belmont Park. Of course, you're going to stay at Santa Anita and ride McKenzie, so you won't be aboard her. But after she won that last race in the Personal Ensign at Saratoga, I think you were asked on the coverage later, the television coverage, about horses like Songbird and Zenyatta, and you said, she's close. She's getting there. She's close. And of course, I'm paraphrasing, but she's pretty darn good too, isn't she?
Oh, she's incredible. And, yeah, I mean, she's just catching everybody with leaps and bounds. I mean, she's just done, I mean, she's 6 for 6 this year. She's done everything we've asked of her. And, again, here's another versatile horse. I mean, she can be in front, inside, outside, in behind. I mean, it doesn't matter. She just gives you that run every time. And she's just a special, special filly. And it's, you know, too bad that both races came up on the same day. So not able to ride her this time, but the Lord's willing, we'll reunite in the Breeders' Cup distaff, you know, so excited about her running today. Talked to Johnny about her yesterday, and she, not to mention, she loves Belmont too. It's a little bit of an icing on it, I should say icing on the cake, but it's a plus for her to be there as well, because she gets over that surface. That's probably one of her favorite surfaces. So if she'll continue to run like she's been running, she'll be hard to reckon with. They both will today. I mean, McKenzie, if he runs his race, he'll be tough, you know. And you just hope you're able to pull them both off without having to squeeze the lemon too much, you know.
What'd you tell Johnny when you talked to him?
Just everything about her. She'll pretty much tell you how she wants to be ridden, leaving the gate. You know, sometimes she'll leave there running, and don't be shocked if she's up there close, or like I've even been on the lead with her. I said, and she runs just as well either way. She'll be covered up. She don't mind getting covered up right into the pocket. She'll do that. And she's so explosive. I said, she'll as long as they give her, you get a seam, you don't need a whole lot of room, and she'll get through there. She's that explosive when she makes her move. It's just about getting her happy into that comfortable rhythm, wherever that's at. She's going to run big.
Well, we'll see if she can run big one more time today. And then, as you said, hopefully you and Midnight Bisou reunited for the Breeders' Cup distaff. But today she's in the very capable hands of fellow Hall of Famer John Velasquez. Mike, as always, can't thank you enough for taking the time and getting up early with me this morning. Really appreciate it. And I'll look forward to catching up with you as we make our way down that road to the Breeders' Cup here about a month away.
Man, can't wait. It's going to be a great Breeders' Cup this year.